Recorded Books presents The Soviet Century, Archaeology of a Lost World by Karl Schlögel. Translated by Rodney Livingston. Narrated by Kieran Sword. Introduction. Archaeology of a Vanished World. What will be presented here as the Archaeology of a Vanished World does not set out to be a new history of the Soviet Union, but attempts to imagine the history of this country in a novel way, certainly one that differs from many of the impressive histories currently available. The Soviet Union was not only a political system with a datable beginning and an end, but a form of life with its own history, maturity, decline, and fall. With its practices, values, and routines, it shaped the citizens of the nation for many generations to come. I term this long-standing life world Soviet civilization, disregarding the validity or otherwise of its claims to be superior to the old world, capitalism, or the West. Life worlds may be older and more stable than political systems, and they may live on even after the end of a system has been proclaimed and established. They leave their traces well beyond that end, as everyone who has lived in any of the states that have emerged from great empires knows. Languages, the style of schools and administrative buildings, infrastructure and railway lines, manners, educational institutions and biographies, the hatred of or sentimental attachment to the masters of former years. These phenomena can be seen everywhere, whether in the former territories of the British Empire, the Ottoman Empire, the Danube monarchy, or even the German Reich. The situation with the Soviet Union is not very different. Its vestiges will persist, as physical traces and on the mental maps of the inhabitants of what is now a post-imperial, post-colonial world, long after the USSR as a political entity has passed away. This is where archaeology comes in. It takes the territory of a former empire as its field of operations. It then inspects and secures the various traces. It sets up probes and carries out excavations, literally and metaphorically. Archaeologists do not dig in a haphazard fashion. They follow up clues that can lead to further findings. They have their navigation tools and maps, and above all, entire libraries in their heads. What they are looking for are the remains of earlier generations. They lay bare one stratum after another, secure their findings, catalogue the fragments, and take all steps necessary for subsequent conservation and analysis. Their findings are destined to inform them about a world that has ceased to exist. The fragments they have learned to decipher enable them to create a picture, the text of a past era. Each of these fragments has its own past, and the trick is to make them speak. Together, these fragments form a mosaic, and the stories these lifeless objects yield up all come together to create what we think of as history. On occasion, archaeologists unexpectedly encounter strata and objects that force them to reject interpretations, periodizations, and contexts that have been handed down to them. These are their moments of epiphany. Uncovering objects, rescuing them, making them speak. That is the archaeological path proposed here. It implies also a rather broader definition of a document, a source. To imagine the world of a past epoch calls for more than merely written documents, reports, testimony, a collection of files, all of which are basically the objective products of human existence, if we ignore for the moment the accretions of nature. The world can be read via the history of things, the analysis of signs and modes of interaction, places and routines. The totality grows out of the details, so that, if everything counts, the principal question in a project relating to the history of Soviet civilization is where to begin and where to stop. Do you start with the great buildings of communism, or the little porcelain figurines of the 1930s? With the voice of the speaker on Radio Moscow, or the parade of athletes? With Gorky Park, or the camps on the Kolyma River? The building of a mausoleum, or the beaches on the Red Riviera? This list is not uttered in the spirit of anything goes, nor is it a game involving a quest for the unusual and the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?